Residents in Kaufman Cove last January voted to create the new organization called the North End Port Authority under the same state law that gave rise to the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, an independent public corporation formed in 1997 by Prince of Wales Island communities along with Wrangell and Petersburg. The newer authority is currently only made up of Kaufman Cove representatives, although Kaufman Cove's ordinance creating the authority envisioned the possibility of other communities joining. Representatives with the new authority gave public presentations on the effort this fall in Wrangell and Petersburg. Ketchikan resident and consultant Kent Miller is helping plan the new service.
The purpose of the North End Port Authority is to develop a new ferry service between Kaufman Cove and Wrangell and South Metcalfe to the north, and then an extension of the ferry service from Kaufman Cove to Ketchikan.
The new authority calls its proposed ferry the Rainforest Island Ferry. The Kaufman Cove Wrangell South Metcalfe route already was offered by the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, but shut down last year due to low ridership. Miller says the route is viable and the cost of running the service could be paid out of the fare box if the new ferry can bring in more passengers.
We've been able to see that the weekly traffic IFA got on the northern route between Kaufman, Wrangell, and South Metcalfe in vehicles was just about where we need to be with this class of boat. We need to get a big increase in passengers.
To that end, Miller says the new ferry will offer chances for Southeast residents to explore other parts of the region and take short excursions to the other communities. The North End Authority does not yet have a vessel to offer the service. However, Miller says they are hoping to lease with an option to purchase a fast crew supply boat called the Aaron McCall. That's a 155-foot vessel owned by a marine services company in the Gulf of Mexico. Miller says the ship would cost less to run than ships owned by the Inter-Island Ferry Authority.
We're looking at a boat type that costs about half as much in crew. It has a crew of three versus a crew of five on the Prince Wales and Stikine. It can average 17 knots instead of 14 on the Prince of Wales and Stikine. So its crew cost comes out to about 50% of what the Prince of Wales and Stikine run. Its fuel cost is down around 65% of the Prince of Wales and Stikine. Again, it is more efficient, partly because of lower consumption and partly because of higher speed.
The smaller ferry would have a passenger capacity of 60 people, roughly one-third the capacity of the IFA boats. The authority has applied to finance the ship's lease purchase with money from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program. They are hoping to hear back on that financing plan by December 1st. Overall, Miller estimates the new venture will need about $2.7 million to purchase the vessel, have it delivered from the Gulf, and then overhauled and refitted for ferry use. As for the other authority, the IFA now uses both of its ferries to cover its run between Hollis and Ketchikan. IFA officials say they would restart the Kaufman-Wrangell-South Metcalfe route if they could secure an annual operating subsidy of around $2 million from the state. IFA board member and Petersburg City Clerk Kathy O'Rear responded to questions about the newer port authority during a city council meeting last month.
Kaufman Cove is a member, just like the city of Petersburg, Wrangell, the other ones that are in the IFA. We kind of look at it as competition, that they'd be competing for the same funds that the IFA is federally, statewide. IFA has tried that run. It's proven it's a money loser. IFA doesn't support it.
Representatives with the North End Authority asked Petersburg residents for political support for their effort and asked local residents to consider using and marketing the new service. Kaufman Cove wants to have the ferry running by next year. There are more details about the vessel the authority hopes to lease and potential itineraries on the City of Kaufman Cove's website, ccalaska.com. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.